This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. No Chris today, though. It seems he did get a free taxi via Twitter this weekend. More on that. Also, some horrific pre-first kiss chat. The things you say just before you go in for the kiss. And who's going to win bangers if I pick Chris's song? Can I just say good afternoon to Matt Edmondson if he's listening? He's there with his Love Island water bottle. He says that with his rippling summer bod, he feels like he's actually in Love Island right now. Hi, Matt, if you're listening. Lovely picture. See, a three-day show and then just sits in the garden. Awesome. Hope you're good today. No Chris today. It's just me. He called in sick earlier. I don't know what's going on, but let me know what's happening with you on 81199. Tweet at BBCR1. I want to talk about this later, but obviously there were a lot of new kisses, first kisses on Love Island last night. And I want to talk about that awkward pre-chat that you have before your first kiss. It doesn't have to be like your first kiss. It could be any first kiss with anyone. But do you remember the awkward pre-chat that came before it? Like, what did you say to each other before? Because there is always like a slight lead up, isn't there? It's like, okay, I'm going in and need to say something, otherwise it's going to be really weird. What did you say? Let me know. 81199. Here's Megan and Dean. Please brace yourself for the gross, sloppy kiss noise at the end, which we have left in.
You are my type.
You are really sweet.
So I really want to kiss you right now. I do.
Do it then.
Yeah, let's do it.
Too much saliva, please. Again. And then we've got this one. Listen to Adam here.
So you think you're quite affectionate?
Yeah, I do. I've got a lot of like love and affection to give.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the gaps as well, like the silences in between. It is weird to know what to say, but let me know if you remember any first kiss.
Scott Mills.
Is anyone getting used to this hot weather, like, all the time now? Like, I could fully cope if it was like this every single day of my life. I'm accustomed to it. Sorry if you've got rubbish weather today, by the way. I know some parts of the UK isn't the best. It won't be long before I have to. I'm just kind of basking in at the moment for the next couple of days until it breaks. I want more of these for after three, please. More of these type of awkward pre-chat stories before the first kiss. I don't know your name, and that's fine. But it says, I met my current boyfriend on Tinder, and on our first date, he went to use the toilet, and I quickly checked my messages on Tinder. If you're on a Tinder date, get off Tinder when you're on the date. Just refreshing, seeing who else is out there. Anyway, so the guy comes out of the toilet and says, let's check through our first messages from when we started speaking. Then, of course, if you're going to do that, he would have noticed that she would have literally just been online while he was on the toilet. So, to stop him from noticing, went in for the kiss. I mean, that is genius. A good idea. Let's not do that. Let's just have a little kiss instead.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio.
Scott Mills here. Have you got the new Instagram update yet? I'm not feeling it. One of my techie friends was telling me about it earlier. So, basically, stories now stay at the top of the screen the whole time, even when you scroll through your newsfeed. So it's almost impossible to avoid people's stories. Sometimes I don't want to see my friends having a better time than me right at that moment while I've got my pants on a hot wash, basically just in my house. Scrap it.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Rob.
Hey, Rob. What's going on?
Hi. I bumped into your friend Chris on Saturday night.
Yeah, he's not here today, actually. He's he's off ill. Okay, how did this happen?
So basically, he was at a wedding near me.
Where's that?
In Stroud.
Okay, so you met him at the wedding?
Yeah, well, basically, I wasn't at the wedding myself, but he put a tweet out on Twitter saying that he was struggling for a taxi. So my friend Sam Dickerson tagged me in his tweet. And so I sent him a tweet back saying, look, I'm available to come and pick you up if you still need somebody.
Hang on a second. Right, so he's tweeting out, oh, I can't get a taxi for a wedding. Can someone pick me up?
Yeah.
You are joking me.
No. Honestly, it was, like, really surreal. So I sent him a message back saying I could do it. And he actually DM'd me asking if I was actually okay to do that.
Oh, my word. See, this is called using your position to your advantage. Where did he want to go?
So he just wanted a lift from the wedding venue back to where he was staying for the evening.
Wow.
Yeah, so I picked him up and took him back, and we had a little carpool karaoke in the car as well to Avril Lavigne Complicated.
Yeah, well, I saw this on his, I think it was his stories. I've got it here, Rob.
In the stand, Lala. Come on, Rob, we're on. Talking to me one-on-one.
Yeah, he sounds like he had a good time.
Yeah, he had a very good time. It was one of the most surreal sort of experiences I've ever had.
Yeah. How far was the journey, if you don't mind me asking?
It was about 5 to 10 minutes.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was literally it.
Did he give you any money?
No.
No, right.
No,
wow,
no.
This is amazing.
Wow. He did actually give me a photograph, though.
What?
Yes.
Of him?
Yes, me and him together.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. I thought he had like pre photos that he handed out.
Oh, that would have been classic if he did.
I thought he carried some cards with like photo cards with him.
Yeah. Just... Oh,
this
that would
is so
be brilliant.
Good. This is even better because he's not here.
Oh dear, living the dream.
See, I've looked at his Twitter. I think he's tried to cover his tracks because he's now deleted the tweet.
Yeah.
This is all a bit shady for me, Rob.
He deleted the tweet whilst I was with him.
Right, so he's got his lift and he's like, right, Scott will see this, so I'll get rid of it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good job you called me, otherwise I'd know nothing about it, would I?
No, exactly. So I thought I'd let him know gently.
Good passenger or not?
Oh, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well, he'd been at the wedding a long time, so I'm sure he was on form. And what star rating would you give him?
I'd give him 5 out of 5.
Right, okay. And what do you think he's going to give you?
Maybe a tour of the studio.
Right, okay, yeah, fine. Well, you can arrange that between yourselves. The fact that he gave you absolutely no money is brilliant. Not even for the petrol.
No, nothing at all.
Oh, nothing, okay. All right. Did he even offer?
He actually said he was going to pay me, but then we sort of went back to where he was staying.
And he's got out.
And, yeah, sort of had a chat, and then that was it, really.
Oh, this is classic. Right, thank you so much. He provided me with enough ammunition for a while.
Brilliant.
This is awesome. Thanks, Rob, for calling up.
Thanks, Scott.
See, I always find out, Chris. I will always find out. I just want to point out as well that Rob isn't a taxi driver. He's just a random bloke that decided to go and pick Chris up.
Why, Scott Mills.
Hello, Zoe, who celebrated her 22nd birthday yesterday in Southampton at the park with mates. Zoe is the one that caught just a little bit too much sun yesterday. If you look around you, if you're in the workplace right now, there will be somebody that yesterday overdid it. You know my views on SPF. Get it on. In this weather, at least a 30, if not a 50. You know I love a tan, but serious. Look around you now, there will be one really, really red person. If it's you, tell me about it.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Tom the young farmer from Shropshire is that guy today. Luckily, he's on his own. He's not got anyone else to see him. Definitely guilty of not wanging on the sun protection last week. Spent an afternoon strimming weeds around the farm. Now look at your shoulders, Tom. You're a disgrace. And hello, James, with the bright pink ankles only. Hello, ladies.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Gemma spent all day looking down at her book on holiday, severely burnt her eyelids. Ow, that's horrific. Eyelids are so thin and flimsy. Ah! Hello, Kate.
Hi, Scott.
What are you going to tell me?
Look, I know you're going to tell me off, but I sunbathed this weekend without any sun cream and I burn EBTF.
What's EBTF?
Everything but the face.
How come the face missed out?
Well, I thought I'd be really clever and cover it up with a t-shirt because it's usually my nose that gets burnt. But I had the newfound privacy of a back garden, so I decided to strip off and get a nice even bronze glow, but it turned into a bit of a pink mess.
Ow.
And so I've burnt EBTF.
Also, it's boiling at the moment. Make sure you wear sunscreen, please.
I know. Well, I've learnt now. I'm wearing my consequences, so...
Right, well, what caused you just to be like, yeah, I'm going to take everything off?
Well, Well, I live abroad at the moment in the city, so I don't have anywhere private to sunbathe. But now that I'm home visiting my parents for the week, I took full advantage of a private garden, no one home, so I thought, what could go wrong?
Oh, the parents weren't there, good.
No, oh goodness.
And also, aren't you worried about the overlooked situation?
Well, we don't have anyone overlooking, so I thought I had all boxes ticked, you know, I thought I'd covered everything, but...
Of course you're not overlooked.
Yeah.
Is it like a specific corner of the garden? You're like, aha, no one's going to see me here.
Yeah, it's kind of like we have a building outside, and so it's between the building and the fence, and it's so private and quiet.
That'll be the summer house.
The perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I guess you could have also gotten laid in the acres that you've probably got, but no, the garden would be fine. Listen, don't do it again, all right?
All right, I promise.
I don't understand. It's like when people do sunbeds. Why would you not wear pants? I don't want that to be brown.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Do you remember your pre-first kiss awkward chat? It was all about that on Love Island because there were lots of new kisses last night.
You are very, very attractive. Very attractive. And you got a wise head in your head, like wise brain
head
in your
head.
Like you know how
head
you feel.
Head on my shoulders, you mean?
Yeah, that one there, you can, yeah, that's the one I was meant to use.
And kiss. Ah, I hate the awkward preamble. Do you remember any from your first kisses? It can be anyone. But what do they say to you? What do you say to them? I want to do this after 3, 8, 11, 9.
Scott Mills.
I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. Never be alone. I'll be there for you.
I'd like to thank the GC for doing this for me for the official chart, by the way.
Hello, it's me, the GC. All right, Scott, remember the official chart works like this. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Tells
six,
me how to count backwards.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Also, I'm a massive fan of the official chart.
I'm a massive fan of the official chart show
and
with Scott Mills.
Because Anne Marie hasn't been number one.
Oi, Anne Marie, you ain't ever going to get that number one.
Thanks, Gemma. Right, so awkward pre chat first kisses we're going to do after 3. This girl just texted in the lead up to her first kiss. The guy went, I want to kiss you, but you're too far away. Leaned in. Did it.
Scott Mills.
Ellie in Torquay's been listening all afternoon. She says, I'm going on a first date on Thursday. I'm now going to seriously evaluate what he says before he kisses me now. Thanks for that on your show.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I think it's important. More of that after 3. Clean Bandit coming up. And James Arthur, who's in the live lounge tomorrow at midday with You Deserve Better. Hello, Ben.
Hello, you're right.
Yes, where are you at the moment?
I'm on my way to... Well, I've just pulled over. I'm on my way to Dudley, am.
Okay, is that work?
Yeah, just dropping some things off in the van.
Boring Monday. Was your weekend good?
Yeah, just watched the footy, had a few drinks, enjoying the World Cup, though.
I know, I'm getting used to this weather now. I was saying earlier, I think I could live in this all the time.
Oh, I love it, I do, mate.
Same. All right, who do you normally go for on bangers?
Well, it'd probably be... I'd say Chris, most likely.
Okay, what kind of music are you into?
I like everything, really. I like my dance, mainly, but...
Dance, OK. That could work. See, Chris isn't here today, but he won't want me to say this, but he has confided in me before in the pub. He never says it out loud or on air or anything, but he's... the track that I've chosen for him today, he thinks is one of the greats of our generation. So,
right. So
it's up to you what you want. But I've chosen his for him today in his absence. He'll be back tomorrow. But this is my one, first of all. It's good. Come on. Come on, Ben.
I do like that one.
Yeah. Shy FX. Shake Your Body. How good would this be?
Good for the sun, definitely good for the sun.
Good for the sun. Let's kind of get a little bit motivated. We're having that mid-afternoon lull right now. This could change it. Okay, he won't want me to say this, but here's one of the songs that Chris absolutely loves, so I'm sure he'd like you to pick this today.
It's your cold time.
Oh, I think I know what I'm going to be picking.
It's Chico Time by Chico.
I'm not feeling that one today, but I think.
It's Chico Time.
Okay, so it's up to you.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go for you, I'd say.
Oh, thank you.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, no, stop it. One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know. Twins. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
Imogen and Jess love that. They're saying, we're moving into our new flat today. Can you please apologise to our mate Scarlett for being so late? I mean, you could just WhatsApp her, but yeah, Scarlett are going to be late, Soz. Scott, you're evil, says Dan, spraying crops in Yorkshire. What? Andy, the painter in Wigan, says, are you using this opportunity to mug Chris off, or does he actually really like It's Chico Time? He loves it. Tweet him, ask him yourself. 1-0 to me. Hopefully Chris will be back to defend himself tomorrow at 2:40, because I feel that he wanted to keep that a secret, but it's awesome.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Kirsty says, can you please stop playing Love Island Kisses on the radio? Because you can't see it and we can only hear it. It may be the worst noise ever. I know, I'm going to play one more. Sorry, Kirsty. Last night in Love Island, a lot of first kisses were happening. And you know what it's like. Just like in real life, not just in the villa, with a first kiss comes that proper awkward pre-chat, because you can't just say nothing, so you've got to kind of like say something, and there's like normally gaps, and then someone goes in first, like Ellie and Charlie.
So we're good, yeah.
Yeah, I think we could be better though.
After 2 days, really?
Yeah.
What do you think could be better?
Having a kiss. That's what I think could be better, 100%.
Oh, he's doing that voice as well. Ah, sorry about the noise, Kirsty. I know you hate it. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yes, I've also got a really awkward first kiss story.
Okay, yeah, tell me everything.
So it was my second date with this guy I met on Tinder, and we went for drinks, and when we were leaving the bar, he just says to me, so I think it's better if we kiss now rather than when we're outside, because it's best to get it over with.
Oh.
And I was kind of like, oh, okay. But then we did kiss, and I'd sort of laughed it off a bit. And then he just goes, do you want to do a longer one? And it was about 6 months ago, but every time I look back and think of it, my soul just sort of shrivels a bit, because yeah, it was just so awkward.
I get you. Where did he say, do you want a longer one?
It was just straight after we kissed for the first time.
Okay. All right. And did you see him again? Did you progress on to another date?
We saw each other a little bit after that, but it very much sort of died. And then I have to admit, I started to ghost him a little bit.
Right, sure. Okay. Hey, congratulations on your graduation, by the way. I know you just graduated.
Oh, thank you.
Are you doing nothing at the moment? I hope so.
Yeah, at the moment, I'm just really enjoying the summer.
Exactly. That's what it's there for. Okay, thank you for that. In a minute, we have got a story from Alice, who wants to be on all the way from Australia with a story that will make you shudder.
Scott Mills.
Right, Alice, you're calling me all the way from Australia.
In Australia, yes.
Are you from there, or are you just working there or living there?
I'm actually living out here for a little while, but I'm originally from London, so.
Okay, so do you use our show to kind of, if you're missing home a little bit?
I do, because your show is on sort of the right time for me to catch up and listen in, so it's great. It works out very well.
Okay, so what are we, like, evening show for you, are we?
Yeah, it's sort of, for me it's the evening, so it's like late evening.
Amazing. Oh, well, hello Sydney, international.
Woohoo!
Now, did you have awkward pre-chat before a kiss?
Such awkward pre-chat, yeah. So I was travelling, I was 18, and it was in my gap year, and there was a boy that was there who I met on a Greek island, and me and all my friends really fancied him. He was tall, dark and handsome, and we all were trying to win his affections, and for some reason he chose me. We're on a night out, and we were all really good friends, and he's like, oh, do you want to, you know, come back to my hotel? And I'm like, oh, okay. So we'd only danced, and we were just sort of you know, getting to know each other. Hadn't kissed.
Okay.
And we're in the taxi, we're back, and it was all fine. We go back to his hotel, and he's like putting on some music, and we start chatting, and it's all really nice. And he leans in, and just as he's like about to lean in, I was sort of like, let's think for a minute. I just said, oh, I was just wondering, why did you choose me to bring back? Like, what was it about me that you liked over my two very hot friends? And he sort of looked at me for a second, leaning in, and goes, well, it's just, you remind me of my mum.
Oh my God.
Like, sorry.
Oh. Is that why he chose you?
Oh, I'm going to say red when I think about this. I was like, sorry. Like, yeah, that's not weird or anything. Like, it's not weird. It's like, it's very weird. It's very weird.
Right. Really weird. So he chose you over what you say are your hot friends because you reminded him of his mum.
Yeah.
How did the rest of the evening pan out?
I mean, I wish I could say that put me off, but
it didn't, did it?
But it definitely didn't. I was 18, it's my gap year. You make mistakes. And yeah, that didn't put me off. So.
Good to speak to you, Alice.
Thanks. Bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills. Back tomorrow from 1. Hopefully Chris is back on Radio 1.